Tonight we go back over 20 years to bring you a program that starred the most popular orchestra of the famous big band days. Ah, yes, it must be Glenn Miller. But surprise, it wasn't Glenn Miller. And it wasn't Benny Goodman, Harry James, Woody Herman, the Dorseys, or even, if you please, Guy Lombardo. The pity is, in this year of 1966, very few younger people have even heard the name of this band leader. But in the late 30s and early 40s, he'd draw 15,000 people for an afternoon performance in midweek. He was called the Old Professor, wore a cap and gown, and his band wore collegiate-type cardigans with a big red K on one side. That should give you all the clues you need, but if you still haven't thought of the name, we'll give you one more hint. We'll play the theme song for you. Maybe that'll strike a responsive chord. And while you listen, Ed Connolly will come in with some important words from down in the Bavarian Alps.
Ever wonder what to do with the children when you plan your vacation? Since the Breakfast Garden Recreation Area is a family vacation resort, it has your problem solved. An all-new youth activities program geared to youngsters 8 to 15 years of age is in operation this summer from June through September. This program got its start last year and became so popular with both parents and youngsters alike, the area has extended it even more this year. This youth activities program gives mom and dad a break by allowing them to enjoy scenic tours, play golf, swim, or just plain relax while their child is taking part in fun and games with children of his own age. The recreation area offers this unique program at a minimum of cost. The Birch's Garden Youth Activities Program has been carefully planned to meet the requirements of military personnel and their dependents with limited time and budgets at their disposal. So, don't leave the children home. Bring them with you. The Birch's Garden Recreation Area will take good care of your sons and daughters. We'll be back with a word on the latest thing at the Garmisch Recreation Area, slot car racing. Meanwhile, here again is your host.
And so, with the theme song as a preface, it's time to introduce our star of the evening. As we said, he was the most popular band leader of the big band era. The only one with a weekly full-hour, full-network radio program. It was one of the top-rated shows for years and was called the College of Musical Knowledge. Listeners loved the big names of this personality outfit. Ginny Sims, Harry Babbitt, Sassy Sully Mason, and the one and only Ishka Bibble. Now let's go back to the College of Musical Knowledge during World War II. Here's the man and his band that brought America singing song titles and that makes you want to dance music, Kay Kaiser.
It's the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Folks, how are y'all? You're great, mate. Well, warm up a slate, because the college is taking up its ABCs with the fighting CBs at Camp Russo. Chillin', we're here at Port Hueneme, California, at the Navy's Advanced Depot for Pacific Operations with the CBs, Construction Battalion. Ah, yes, but sometimes these construction battalions are called destruction battalions. That's because they go into Oxnard, take the town apart, and put it back together again before the SPs get there.
Ah, what big husky guys work around the docks here, Professor.
Yes, sir, Bill. They're called stevedores. Stevedore, that's a bulldozer in skivvies.
No more of your dilly-dally. It's time for the old school rally with six scholars who want to get pally for our $240 in war bond prizes. But before they cudgel their cranium, here's the man with the musical geraniums, the old fess who says yes.
Come on, children. Yes, there.
Hello, at me.
Storekeeper third class John Kirshner of Staten Island, New York. Hey! All right, here's John Kirshner, home from 19 months in the South Pacific. And here we go with another major battle, John. Listen, John, Richard Ball of Santa Monica, California, tells us about a pitched battle with the Japs that some Seabees got into in the South Pacific. Now, the Seabees were attacked while they were building a road. So one big Seabee jumped in a bulldozer. He raised the blade. He drove over tree stumps, boulders, and Japs, and everything else. Man, he was just plain... Yes, sir, that CB was just plain...
Careless.
Just plain careless, yeah. When he broke up the Jap attack, another CB asked him how he got so tough. Well, he said, I used to be a bus driver, and fighting the Japs is a cinch compared to driving the bus from Wainimi to... That's a cinch compared to driving the bus from Wainimi to...
Hollywood.
Yes, sir, the Hollywood bus. Oh, yes, and now it's a girl. A wave seaman first class, Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington. Yes, it's from Yakima, Washington. That's what I said, didn't you? Huh? Yes, sir, it's Miss Muriel Stone. Your name should be Maureen. Boy, are you easy on the eyes. Oh, yes. These guys are CBs, and this is a WCB. Well-constructed blonde. And now... Oh, here we go. I'm going to rattle off a series of names. You listen to each series and tell us the sport or the profession that the names bring to mind. Budge, Perry, Vines, Marble, Parker, Riggs, Jacob.
What? Tennis.
How's that?
Tennis.
Oh, it's a love game. Let's raise a racket. That's right, tennis. Now, here's the second series. Is it sport or profession, and if so, what? Hardy, Thoreau, Browning, Galsworthy, Barry, Shaw, Hawthorne.
Well, it's poetry. I don't know what you called it, sport or...
Well, I think...
Poetry.
Poetry, that's right. Writing poetry is quite a sport, but I think it's considered a profession.
Oh.
They're authors, that's right. And here's number three. Weissmuller, Holm, Williams, Ford, Crabb, Smith, and Curtis.
Swimming.
Swimming, that's right. These guys here are divers. They know every dive in town. Fourth, Howe, Morse, Whitney, Bell, Watt, Marconi, and Amici.
Inventors.
Inventors.
All about Amici?
Well, he's... that's right. Amici's invented everything on the screen, but I don't think he's really an inventor. You know, most CBs can remember most of the inventors, but last year I stuck one. He got all the names except Howe. It had been so long since he'd kissed a girl he didn't remember. Howe. All right, that's all right, dear. You're right in there. Look at this. Ship fitter first class Don Draper from Portland, Maine. There's a boy from way up down east. Down east, that's right. Listen to this theme and tell us the program and identify it. Stage Door Canteen, that's right. Who wrote that song? He also wrote, "You're in the Army." Now, this is the Army, Mr. Jones. And he also wrote, "Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning." Alexander's Ragtime Band, Easter Parade, White Christmas. Student! Irving Berlin. Now, the nation's present number one song is from a number one movie named after a number one place, the Hollywood Canteen. The song is "Don't Fence Me In." Did Irving Berlin also write "Don't Fence Me In"?
No.
Who did write it?
I don't know.
Well, you're right. No is the answer. And Cole Porter wrote it. Well, I'm sorry you missed that, my boy.
The winner of the first round.
The winner of the first round, and it is contestant number two, Wave Seaman First Class Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington. Oh, boy, her name is Stone, but her head isn't, I guarantee you, boy. She really knew those answers. Muriel, congratulations, CB. You're number one of the first three, so feast your eyes on the first round prize of $50 war bond. You other two don't feel blue. Here's 10 each in stamps to you. And furthermore, the winner gets an extra $100 bonus in cash. The first second round contestant is Coxon Stanley Cameron from San Jose, California. Yay! Holy mackerel, boy. You all in one piece there, huh? Oh, what a big man. Hello there, King Kong of the CBs. Come over here. Say, Stanley. Oh, man. You're so big, I'm scared. Take any question you like, boy. Go ahead. Say, Stanley, listen, there's a favorite Liberty town here near this CB base. It's called Oxnard. And the CBs here are always going... Down the old... Ox. I'm oxing you. What is the answer? Students! Down the old Ox Road. The old Oxnard Road. One CB came down the Ox Road after having such a good time, he was seeing a little bit double. He took a look at the telephone poles and said, "This is ridiculous. A few telephone poles are necessary. But for heaven's sakes, Mr. Bell." He says, "A few telephone poles are all right, but..."
Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in, Mr. Bell. Another contestant, and it is Seaman First Class Jack Howard from Farmerville, Louisiana. Hey! Yes, sir. Good old farmer boy. Louisiana boy from Farmerville.
Right.
We'll give you the nicknames of some famous people, and you tell us their full names. Man Mountain. That's Dean Bill Foreman over there. He's ready to tell you. Dean Bill Foreman. Man Mountain.
Mountain Foreman?
Foreman, no! Foreman. Man Mountain, Dean. There's a nickname, the Brown Bomber.
Joe Lewis.
Joe Lewis. The Snars.
Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
That's right.
The Galloping Ghost. Illinois will hate you if you don't get that. Student! Red Grange. Stinky.
Hey, Kite! Who?
All right, here's Coxton Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California. Yay! Hey, Bob. All right, now, Bob, you're about to hear two number one songs of a few years back. Listen and tell us which you think was 4 years ago and which was 6 years ago.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child.
It was fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show.
I knew the fantasy meant please love me,
and so I tried fantasy.
All right, there are the two songs. Which do you think was 4 years ago and which was 6 years ago?
Fantasy was 6 years ago and Beautiful Baby 4 years ago.
I'm sorry. Well, now, wait a minute. It's got to be the opposite if it isn't that. That's right. 6 years ago was You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
Here's the second winner, Pat.
All right, the winner of the second round is Coxon Bob Murphy. Coxon Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California. Yes, sir. Well, you're our winner number two, so here's a $50 bond for you. You other two of Can Do, $10 each in stamps to you. And now, winner number one, Miss Muriel Stone, turn over that $100 bill to winner number two, Brother Murphy. That's right. All right, there you are, winner number two. Just hang on to that big, fat $100 bill until we come to the final exam. And whoever answers our brainbuster question in the final round, whoever answers first, gets to keep that garden of lettuce.
Oh, friendship, friendship.
Hello there, Jack, old chum.
What do you say, Harry, old bosom buddy? Hi, Jenny.
Howdy, fellas, old pal.
And there's old Itch.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am. And if you're ever in a mess, S-O-S. If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
If you ever up a tree, phone to me. If you ever down a well, ring my bell.
If I ever lose my teeth when I'm out to dine,
you can borrow mine.
Thank you.
It's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship.
When other friendships have been forgotten,
ours will still be great.
A rip, skippy, tippy, jig, jig, jig. And if they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, I say it's friendship. You heard me say it's just a perfect little friendship.
When other friendships have been forgiven,
ours will still be.
a rocky turkey turkey blue blue blue. A bodle doodle doodle do do do.
A da 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 ding ding ding.
And now you've heard our little friendship song.
That's all my friends.
College brains your brain.
Yes, the final exam, the exam, what am? The quiz, what is? The extravaganza, the final stanza for the bonanza. $100 cash bonus. And where are our two winners from the construction battalion?
Standing here like tender scallions.
Yes, sir, they are. Wave, a seaman first class, Muriel Stone from Yakima, Washington, who won the first round, and Coxswain Bob Murphy from San Francisco, California, who won the second round. Now, as soon as I pop this final question, the old college clock will tick off 30 seconds. The first to answer our brainbuster question correctly can row his boat with a C note. And the question is, what is the name of the song sung by soldiers the world over which originated with the German army? Nope, Mademoiselle from Armatiers is not right. In this war, originated by the Germans and now sung the world over. Yep, you've got it. It's a girl's name. Keep going. Don't help. No,
sir.
Originated with the German army in this war. Now sung.
Marlene.
What's that?
Marlene.
Lily Marlene.
Lily Marlene, the boy is right.
Fine. Our winners, each can-do man can feel like a new man and put on his hood with a 50-buck war bond to the good. And there's no heebie-jeebies for the other four CBs. Each has 10 in stamps, and Brother Murphy has an extra $100 bonus.
And so there you have it, Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. And perhaps you're wondering whatever happened to this headline entertainer of 20, 25, and 30 years ago? Well, shortly after the war, Kay Kaiser retired from show business on doctor's orders. He married his last vocalist, gorgeous Georgia Carroll, who was said to be the most beautiful girl in the world. And they settled down in a large estate in his native North Carolina. Kay Kaiser exchanged the glamour of show business for the quiet life of a wealthy country squire. And he never came back, not even for as much as a guest appearance.